So during the planning for the athletics bond that passed this past May in 2024, it was determined that renovations to the baseball and softball fields at both comprehensive high schools were made a priority project. This project was budgeted at a little over $8.34 million and consisted of replacing the grass with artificial turf for that. During a design process that we've been going through, multiple alternates were added to this project and to try and stretch the budget further and try to make further upgrades to these fields, these four fields at the high schools. So with that, these alternates included replacing the netting, the backstop netting, replacing, fixing the backstops at softball, the upgrading batting cages, turfing D zones, et cetera. We had quite a few alternates. I think we had 10 total in the project. So for this project, we utilized the competitive sealed proposal method for procurement, and bids were open on December 4th, and we had 7 submissions for this project. And after evaluating and going through our scoring process as dictated in our bid documents, like it was mentioned, Jacoti Construction is the rose to the top and is recommended to serve as a general contractor for this project. So Jacoti was not only the best value after our scoring process, but they were also the low bid on this project. And if you remember, Jacoti is also serving as general contractor on our middle school athletic improvements projects, as well as our high school stadium improvement project. So we have a few things going with Jacoti Construction right now. Jacoti's bid, including the alternates, came in at $8,382,911, and this includes allowances in the amount of $300,000. And these allowances, any unused allowance with contingency or anything, comes back to the district at the end of these projects, and we're expecting a significant portion of that to come back to us at the end of this project. This project will start. Doesn't really have a designated start date. It is all dependent on the success of the baseball softball teams. So as soon as we can gain access to those fields, the project will start. It is estimated, right now we have substantial completion of August 15th, but kind of depends also on how well they do in playoffs and everything. And then also it is the summer and pending weather. It is completely outside, so that could dictate it. But right now we are targeting August 15th as our substantial completion date.